Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92. We get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immunutrition and Madison Healthcare Services.
That's
how are you
right.
doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, pretty good.
Good.
How have you been since last we spoke? I think I spoke to you a couple weeks ago
because yeah.
Paul talked to you last week.
That's right. Yeah. I've been great. Fall's here.
Yep, it is.
Yes.
And I'm here and you're here. And
that's a great start.
We're all happy. And I got to tell you, too, you know, I've always talked about chickpeas on the
yes.
program. Today here, while we are talking, I am snacking on some Hippies chickpea puffs.
That's right.
With cheesy vibes. And they're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
We've been munching on a couple of them here. We
yes.
were kind of preparing for the program.
That's right.
So
a little mid-program snack, if
right.
you will.
Looks like they're maybe kind of low on calories and fat and stuff.
High on nutrition.
High on nutrition.
So. They are. Like you said, they're kind of like a cheese puff,
mm-hmm.
but they have a bunch of plant-based proteins, or plant-based flours in them, and then lots of spices and seasonings to give them their flavor, and you're going to get more fiber in here
All
than
right.
you will from most of your other cheesy snacks.
Yeah, they're pretty good, you know, I'll have to say. Better than eating just a straight chickpea.
I'll take it. We're actually going to try. We haven't tried cinnamon sugar roasted chickpeas.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm going to give those a try this week. So I'll bring All some right. over for you to try. I'm hoping my 7-year-old enjoys them because he's a little tricky on the protein front sometimes.
I'll give it a whirl.
Why not, right?
I'm game. Anything but lutefisk.
Well, I won't make that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, back on the topic at hand.
Yes.
We're going to talk about soup and stews.
That's right.
And that kind of thing today.
Absolutely.
So let's have it.
So as this weather cools down, soups and stews are so nice and warm and cozy. And we talked a little bit a couple weeks ago about things that farmers can do here during harvest. And one of the things we talked about was some of our drinkable soups that are easy to put in a thermos and carry with us. And there's actually science behind the benefits of eating soup. So I thought today we could talk about how this comfort food really helps us nourish our body in pretty beautiful and tasty, incredible ways.
And as I told you just before the program, I was enjoying a little soup myself.
You were.
Yes, beer cheese soup, which
yes.
you said probably doesn't fall into the category of, you know, what you're talking about today, but it's pretty darn good.
It is delicious. Yep. I also love beer cheese soup.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm certainly not going to tell people not to enjoy beer cheese
well,
soup.
I would even if you told me not to.
Exactly. So even though we're not going to talk about that one specifically, soup itself can be a great way to just add a little bit to a meal. Add some nourishment, add some flavor, add some hydration. So soup is a liquid. I think most people know that.
I knew that.
My 7-year-old's been learning about liquid, solids, and gases.
Okay.
So we'll just clarify that it is a liquid. So it gives you that high water content, which can help you stay hydrated, and it can help you feel full. So especially when we're talking about some of our broth-based soups, they can do a great job at helping us really feel full and satisfied at a meal without adding a whole lot of extra calories. Now, I say all the time that calories are not the most important thing, but they're not irrelevant. So having these nourishing brothy soups that can help us feel full can be a great way to cut back on some of the other things at meals that are maybe not doing as much to nourish us. So when we think about all the things that we put in to a soup, a lot of the soups we eat this time of year are loaded with vegetables. And I talk frequently about getting more vegetables into our diet. I talk frequently about getting extra color into our diet. And when I encourage people to get multiple colors at a meal, sometimes their eyes kind of glaze over a little bit because it feels like it's going to be overwhelming to try to get more colors. But if you think about a soup, you know, if we have something in there, it's not terribly difficult to get red potatoes or tomatoes or red peppers, plus green peas or celery or spinach, plus carrots or sweet potatoes or butternut squash. Maybe even, like, I have a recipe for a butternut squash corn chowder that I love, and that's got that deep, rich butternut squash and some bright yellow sweet corn. And we can even get blue, purple, and black in some of our soups if we're putting in things like black beans or purple cabbage or purple carrots if you have access to them. And then
the more color, the better.
That's right. Even our white, tan, and brown foods.
Yes.
White, tan, and brown things have gotten a really bad reputation, but cauliflower, loaded with nutrition, our whole grains like barley or farro or quinoa. I know you're a big quinoa fan.
Love it. Yeah.
We can put those into soups and they can provide a lot of extra nourishment as well. So it's just an easy way to get that variety of colors. And if we've got all of those in, we also talk about getting protein. Beans and lentils go well into soup, so those plant-based proteins are easy to get. But who doesn't love a good vegetable beef soup, chicken noodle soup? We can load it up with some great plant and or animal proteins. Whatever you prefer, put both in there. Even better, we're getting that fully complete loaded nutrition. There's really not a vegetable you can't put in a soup. Like, we could even put broccoli into that beer cheese soup. Give it a little extra nourishment.
Right. That doesn't sound too bad.
Doesn't sound too bad. Broccoli and cheese go together pretty well. There's not a lot of veggies we can't get into a soup. So beyond all those veggies and that protein and that hydration, we can put in some really nourishing herbs and spices too. So sometimes we have things that are a little bit more savory, like sage or cumin. A lot of those things can actually help us with digestion. Cinnamon is one that gets a lot of attention with blood sugar regulation. And the research is a little bit mixed. There's different kinds of cinnamon too. So we can't just say if you put a little bit of cinnamon onto some toast that your blood sugars are going to be perfectly regulated. But cinnamon really is a great thing to incorporate on a regular basis. Turmeric is one of the most heavily researched spices and is great at helping with immune function and reducing inflammation, just generalized inflammation in our body. So sometimes it can help with like reducing joint pain or things like that. Garlic, thyme and oregano, those are both really rich in antioxidants and can help naturally fight off bacteria and viral infections. We don't use, I'm sure I've talked about it before, we don't use a lot of thyme in our house because...
Sometimes I don't have a lot of thyme.
Fair enough. That was a good one.
Sorry about that.
Kyle unintentionally made a recipe with 3 times the amount of thyme that it called for. And I insisted we eat the entire crock pot over the course of a week or so. So we don't cook with a lot of thyme anymore. But it is wonderful for you. And soup is nice, too, because you can freeze it. You can have leftovers. If you make a cream soup, those cream soups don't always freeze well. But if you freeze it before you add the cream, then as you heat it up, you can add that in, and you've still got your creamy soup. We talked about the drinkable soups. Any kind of a blended soup. Certainly beer cheese soup could be a blended drinkable soup. But if you have a butternut squash soup or tomato soup or anything, we talked about immersion blenders last week as one of the fun kitchen tools. A good immersion blender can make any soup creamy, really, and thin and drinkable. So
you mentioned tomato soup. I see here. I was yes. scrolling through my things about facts about soup, and it says that tomato soup is really good for you.
It's loaded with antioxidants.
That's what it says here. Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, plant compounds. All kinds of health benefits.
Including lycopene.
Oh, yeah.
That's I know you're a big lycopene fan.
I am.
Yes.
Just checking to see if it was in my chicken.
That's place. Right. Yep. Lycopene is one of those phytonutrients that we get from that bright red color of tomatoes. It's wonderful for you. So the more colors, the better. Those rich colors. You could blend some beets into a soup. They're not going to taste super strong if you add some other things in there. So look around. See what you've got on hand to put into a nice, cozy, warm soup. There's actually evidence that soup can help just the smell and that warm coziness of it actually helps prepare your body for digestion too. So sometimes we digest our whole meal better if we start it with a little soup.
We're not talking just Campbell's or anything either.
Ideally, we do homemade.
Yeah, right.
But if you pick something at least with veggies in it, I'll take it.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm pretty good at making Campbell's soup, so.
Well, that's a start.
Yes, okay. Well, you got to start somewhere.
That's right.
All right, well, an interesting topic today, soup.
That's right.
And if anybody wants to know more about soup or anything else for nutrition and diets, they can talk to you.
That's right. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. On Facebook at imunutrition. Or call up to the clinic here in Madison. You can always find me there. Call here to the station. And as you see this post... online this week with the link for the podcast or on my Facebook page. If you've got a soup recipe you love, go ahead and share it with us.
All right. Sounds good. And if you hurry over to the station, you can have a chickpea puff.
That's right. Get here quick.
Better get here quick because they're almost gone. All right. Thank you, Amber. We'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Thank you.